Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of August 9th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our August patron, so if you're interested in joining our lovely patrons, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin. Okay, so what we've got lined up for content is The Last of Us Part 2 spoiler cast. Yes, I've been talking about it for a while, and yeah, we recorded it last Monday, I think. I'm losing track of time here, but we recorded it. John and I recorded it. We recorded for 3 hours, which was longer than I anticipated. I had envisioned it as sort of like a special episode, and I should have seen it coming the way I set up the notes, but and the way the game's structured, and for how long the game is, to be honest. But yeah, we recorded for 3 hours, so I've split it into three parts. The first part is coming on Monday, so when you're listening to this, whether you're a patron or not, if you listen to it as soon as you get it, The Last of Us Part 2 spoiler cast Part 1 should be out on the TGI main feed. And basically, we've called it The Gamers In Presents Ryan and John Talking About The Last of Us Part 2. I know the title is a little long, but it was the It seemed funny at the time, so that's what it's called, and hey, maybe that becomes something. We'll see. But three parts. First part goes up on Monday, and my goal is second part on Friday of this week, and then the third part early the week after, so look forward to that. Okay, so other than that, for the main TGI feed, we will have an episode, and Jocelyn will be back. We are talking about Destroy All Humans, which is a game that came out in 2005, I believe, on the original Xbox and PS2. And those games, so this is a remaster, I should mention, just came out a couple weeks ago. And those games played not a major role in my life, but they really, playing it now reminds me when I played it when I was a kid with my brothers. I loved it. And it was also of that time frame, like right after the GTA, big GTA craze, when GTA 3 came out and everyone was raving about it. So that's that the game very much feels like 2005, and they've really nailed the look and feel of the Furons and the UFOs and some of the buildings where they struggle. And I think it's more just of remastering such an old game, is that the humans look a little, I don't know how I put it. They very much look up-res 2005 models, but everything else looks fantastic. So we're playing that. That's a $30 game on Steam, and you can definitely check it out. I've also been playing the Avengers beta. Here's the thing. I don't think my thoughts are going to differ from a majority of mainstream media in that there's something missing. There's definitely something there that's great. I'd sandwich it between Anthem and Destiny in terms of a what's going on here quality-wise. Like, I think there's more to it than Anthem from a gameplay and a story perspective, because, I mean, they're pulling from Marvel, right? So they've got just a huge amount of content to adapt. Now, if you look at Anthem, that's totally brand new, made by BioWare out of their heads. So when you look at that, yeah, Avengers has that sort of advantage. But I think when you look at the beta and what it's offering, it's offering a lot to try to say to you, hey, you know, this isn't your straight, you know, this isn't a, you know, straight shot sort of adventure game where you control a team of Avengers going through a story. No, this is going to be something like that, but grander, with expanding gameplay and expanding heroes catalog and all that. And we talked about the Spider-Man thing last week, Crofton and I, on the show, so I don't necessarily want to get into that here, but my initial thoughts at this moment of the beta, and I've only played the first two missions. The first mission very much felt like I was being given a sizzle reel. And I know that's what A-Day is supposed to be, but there's something about it that felt off. And maybe it was, this is a trailer for all the heroes' abilities, and you were switching too quickly for me to really grasp what these heroes could do. It felt really floaty. And then the second mission, you were controlling, it was a Hulk. It was a Bruce Banner / Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan mission, and Yeah, it's just Crystal Dynamics is known for its character acting adventure with, you know, Rise of the Tomb Raider being one of the greatest Tomb Raider games ever made. And then you get, and I know this is beta, but again, like, you know, betas are demos. Like, this game's coming out in 3 weeks. Like, they're not going to address some of these concerns for launch. And the one thing I really struggled with was while I was controlling Bruce Banner, doing the walk and talk as you do in an action adventure game, he kind of feels like he's not connecting with the ground. He's kind of floating. Like, you're not getting that, like, substance of movement, you know? Even when you play as Hulk and you're traversing, it just feels floaty. And it's just not supposed to. I don't know. I really wanted this game to be great. I love the Avengers. I will say this. I wasn't a big comic book person. I still am. I'm not a big comic book person. But I love the movies. I love the TV shows. I think it's great. It's great subject matter. It's but there's just something about this game, and I love Crystal Dynamics, but you know, Spider-Man thing aside, I don't think that's really their fault, but I don't know. I've got the beta for, you know, two more weekends after this, and I want to get a bit more time in tonight before it shuts down. But my thoughts are essentially that maybe it could be great as a full-fledged product in September. I'm not holding my breath. I'm going to wait for reviews before I take the shrink wrap off the game I pre-ordered. I got it at a discount, by the way. I was just checking. Actually, funny enough, I pre-ordered it the year it was announced, because they had these E3 deals where I get it for $50 plus tax, which is a steal for games in Canada, because games are $80 plus tax. But I pre-ordered the Xbox One version thinking, oh, I need some fodder for my Xbox One X because Microsoft isn't releasing a lot of first-party games. And then here I am. I see the news of Spider-Man being exclusive, and I'm kind of like, well, I have access to a PS4. I'm more likely to buy a PS5 over a Xbox Series X due to the exclusives there. And I sent an email into Best Buy support and saying, like, hey, is it possible to switch my pre-order? And if I can, great. If I can't, I'll make it work. I'll figure something out. And really, the thing is, like, controlling these characters, I don't know how good Spider-Man will play. Like, the heroes that I've played, like, Hulk is really cool. Iron Man feels a little floaty. I didn't get a lot of time with him. But I need to play more, and I want to play what the beta has to offer, and then I'll wait for reviews to decide on the main game. But I feel like this is something, if given the time, could really go places, you know, as a Marvel property. I don't think it's going to reach Spider-Man PS4 levels, but I think it could reach for it, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I wish first impressions were a lot stronger, but alas, it's not hooking me. Like, I will say this, when I first started playing for A-Day, the first mission, I was completely like, this is really rough and I don't think I can keep playing it. But then I did the Hulk mission. I kind of worked my way through it and got a bit of an idea of where the story was going. I think that's where it actually blows Anthem and Destiny out of the water, and that they're telling a story I truly care about, because it's about these characters that I care about. And I want to see where that goes. I want to see how much they're offering of that. But then I'm reminded about how Destiny and Anthem gameplay works and, you know, questing and all that. So we'll see. I want to play more of the multiplayer stuff, so we'll go from there. But that is. I'll have thoughts on the beta. I'll try to get some more time with it. In the news, we'll have an updated story on Apple and why Apple blocked Project xCloud on iOS and what Microsoft's response was, because I think that's really important. Microsoft's not just saying, ah, well, I guess we got rejected. No, they're really fighting Apple on this, and they're trying to make a big public stink. And I think it's important. I think it's important that Apple realized that I'm an Apple fan. I'm recording on an Apple device. I'm wearing an Apple device, and I've got an Apple device in my ear as I record this. But I can still admit that I think Apple is sometimes wrong with the way they treat the App Store. I think, you know, if you really propped up the App Store as the way to get apps for your devices, you shouldn't be going around blocking what is seen as a competitor's app. You know, xCloud is very much a way to take money away from Apple, in the sense that they're offering you a gateway to better games. Not You know what I mean? Some mobile games are great, but we're talking about just better fidelity, better controls, you know, more budget put towards them. It's just, it's true. Console games, AAA, Halo Infinite has a higher budget than a majority of mobile games that come out. Not saying they're, it's better than those games. I'm just, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but you understand. So we'll talk about that. I'm sure Jocelyn will have some thoughts as she's jumped around from Android to Apple. So I'm looking forward to that chat. And, new Rocksteady Studios has announced their next game, and it appears to be, well, the hashtag shows that it is a Suicide Squad game, and the poster is the logo for Suicide Squad, and it looks like a target on Superman's head. So there was some leaks about some domains made, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, that sort of thing, and look, I'll say this, I love Rocksteady Studios. I think they've made amazing Batman games, and I want to play what they do next. However, Suicide Squad and the way I've consumed comic adaptations was movies. The Suicide Squad movie wasn't that great. So maybe, I know, what's the guy's name? Oh, the guy who's doing Guardians of the Galaxy. I was just listening to the soundtrack. Oh, don't do this to me. Why is this happening? James Gunn. There it is. James Gunn is doing a Suicide Squad movie, and maybe this game will be good. I think it'll be good. I have faith in Rocksteady Studios. If this is a game where you control, you know, after just talking about Marvel Avengers, if this is what we wanted with Marvel Avengers, where we get a set team, five characters that control, I don't even need them all to control completely differently. Just give me different characters and have them control specific to their character set. But if there are like two Batman archetypes, that's fine. I'm not going to lose. And I mean, Marvel Avengers does that too. I think they have subclasses, but if this is Suicide Squad from Rocksteady Studios is a sort of straight shot adventure where you control different characters as you go on a quest to quote-unquote kill the Justice League, I mean, that sounds much more appealing to me than what Marvel Avengers is trying to offer. I mean, I get the idea of Marvel Avengers offering you pulling from this amazing catalog of heroes and being able to do it infinitely because they're going to be they've got their gameplay set up that way where they can serve you more maps and small quests to be redone by multiple heroes. I'd much prefer a curated experience, you know, that like this, a set. I love the Arkham games, so I want to see what this is, and we'll be getting more information at DC Fandom on August 22nd, and both Joss and I are big fans of the Arkham series, so we'll talk about that as well. Over on Summoner's Call, Special Heroes are here with a pirate theme. I just posted the episode earlier today. We did not do a game club. I had a really busy week. And then I had a busy day when we were recording, and I think it's present in the recording because it was a busy day. So I was trying my best to kind of keep up with everything, but we will be back next week with more Game Club as we continue our path through Cinder Shadows. And I'm really enjoying my time back in Three Houses, so we'll talk about that. And the only thing I'll say is CYL for when. Second week of August now, we should be getting a Fae channel. They have already said we'll get a Fae channel for those heroes, so here's hoping it comes sooner rather than later, and we'll be able to enjoy that. Let's go over the August video game releases. Already in your hands most definitely is Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, free on PlayStation 4 if you have PS Plus. I mean, you need PS Plus to play it online, so you might as well sub and get it. I'm certainly thinking of doing it that way. It's on PC as well. Horizon Zero Dawn is out on PC. Gah, man, seeing screenshots of that, I really want to play it on PC. I really want to play it again on PC, but I might wait till some of the bugs are ironed out. This might be a wait for me. Not necessarily wait for a sale, just wait for the patches to come out for it. Total War Saga Troy is coming to PC. Now, that's going to be free on August 13th on Epic Game Store, so queue up your Epic Game Store. Rogue Legacy 2 on PC, that's early access, not early Agnes, on August 18th. I gotta remember to slow down here. Battletoads on Xbox One and PC on August 20th, and Wasteland 3 on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on August 28th. So, still a big amount of games coming out. So, lots to look forward to. Yeah. And maybe what I need to do is, it's probably mostly over with everything already announced for the summer, but I was thinking maybe I need to throw in like big events that are big announcement events. So really the only one off the top of my head I can think of is DC Fandom on August 22nd. But right. Okay, well, let's get out of here. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Remember, if you want to be a August patron and get shouted out all month here on the TGI Patreon Mini and the TGI Main Show, you can do that by upping your pledge or creating a new pledge. We welcome all. Thanks for listening and have a great week.